AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A video from militants in Libya who say they are loyal to the Islamic State group claims to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. The AP's Steve Coleman has the story.
The video, released late Sunday, shows several men in orange jumpsuits being led along a beach, each accompanied by a masked militant. The men are made to kneel, and one militant addresses the camera in English before the men are simultaneously beheaded. The Associated Press could not immediately verify the video's authenticity, but militants in Libya claiming affiliation with the Islamic State group have been holding 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians hostage for weeks. I'm Steve Coleman.
The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency session on Yemen. Rebels have taken control of the government. The Danish Film Institute says the man killed in a shooting at a free speech event in Copenhagen was documentary filmmaker Finn Norgaard. The man suspected of carrying out the attack there and outside a synagogue was shot and killed by police. One person died outside the synagogue. This Copenhagen resident walked by the cafe.
It's we are standing here now. I see the the events of it, you see the postmath of it, so it's kind of even more scary than last night.
A report from security company Kaspersky Lab says a hacking ring, has stolen up to $1 billion from banks around the world. The hackers have been active since at least the end of 2013 and infiltrated more than 100 banks in 30 countries. Denver police are upset they were told not to interfere with protesters who vandalized a memorial for fallen police officers during a march against police brutality. Two people were arrested. For people looking for warmth on a cold winter weekend, check out the movie theater.
My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
We're talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Enlighten me then.
It broke box office records this weekend. This is AP Radio News. Britain's largest bank, HSBC, has issued a public apology for allegedly helping rich clients dodge taxes.
It was in the form of an ad published in several Sunday papers and signed by HSBC's chief executive, who argued the controversy over helping the rich evade tax obligations was over historical practices that don't reflect what's going on at HSBC today. This in the wake of a media firestorm. Reports stated HSBC's Swiss private banking arm at one time aggressively marketed tax avoidance schemes to wealthy celebrities, arms traders, and dealers in blood diamonds. CEO Stuart Gulliver's apology and defense says HSBC has no appetite to help clients evade taxes. Kyle McKinnon, London.
A 20-year-old American is in intensive care in a hospital in western Spain. Benjamin Miller from Georgia was gored during a bullfighting festival celebrating Carnival in western Spain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.